So I poured a few more times until I'd learned a more demure and suitable method, whereupon Mameha announced that we were ready to go out into Gion together. Already by this time, I'd been wearing the complete ensemble of apprentice geisha for several hours. Now I had to try walking all around Gion in the shoes we call okobo. They're quite tall and made of wood, with lovely lacquered thongs to hold the foot in place. Most people think it very elegant the way they taper down like a wedge, so that the footprint at the bottom is about half the size of the top. But I found it hard to walk delicately in them. I felt as if I had roof tiles strapped to the bottoms of my feet. Mameha and I made perhaps 20 stops at various okia and tea houses, though we spent no more than a few minutes at most of them. Usually, a maid answered the door, and Mameha asked politely to speak with the mistress. Then, when the mistress came, Mameha said to her, "I'd like to introduce my new younger sister, Sayuri." And then I bowed very low and said, "I beg your favor, please, mistress." The mistress and Mameha would chat for a moment, and then we left. At a few of the places, we were asked in for tea and spent perhaps 5 minutes. But I was very reluctant to drink tea and only wet my lips instead. Using the toilet while wearing kimono is one of the most difficult things to learn, and I wasn't at all sure I'd learned it adequately just yet. In any case, within an hour, I was so exhausted, it was all I could do to keep from groaning as I walked along. But we kept up our pace. In those days, I suppose there were probably 30 or 40 first-class teahouses in Gion, and another 100 or so of a somewhat lower grade. Of course, we couldn't visit them all. We went to the 15 or 16 where Mameha was accustomed to entertaining. As for okia, there must have been hundreds of those, but we went only to the few with which Mameha had some sort of relationship. Soon after 3 o'clock, we were finished. I would have liked nothing better than to go back to the okia and fall asleep for a long while, but Mameha had plans for me that very evening. I was to attend my first engagement as a novice geisha. "Go take a bath," she said to me. "You've been perspiring a good deal, and your makeup hasn't held up." It was a warm fall day, you see, and I'd been working very hard. Back at the okia, Auntie helped me undress and then took pity on me by letting me nap for a half hour. I was back in her good graces then, now that my foolish mistakes were behind me and my future seemed even brighter than pumpkins. She woke me after my nap, and I rushed to the bathhouse as quickly as I could. By 5, I had finished dressing and applying my makeup. I was terribly excited, as you can imagine, because for years I'd watched Hatsumomo and lately Pumpkin go off in the afternoons and evenings looking beautiful, and now at last my turn had come. The event that evening, the first I would ever attend, was to be a banquet at the Kansai International Hotel. Banquets are stiffly formal affairs, with all the guests arranged shoulder to shoulder in a sort of U-shape around the outside of a big tatami room, and trays of food sitting on little stands in front of them.